Thank you for holding. My name is Jay. I'm a floor supervisor. And how can I assist you today?
Okay, I had filled out an application for concealed carry, and sent it off with the credit card information for $69. But nowhere up until that point, after my money was committed, then it come up and tells me I need to send another $100 to the, to New Hampshire. Well, I'm told then, if I want to cancel the thing, that I'm going to lose $39 of the $69. Nowhere until my money was already committed was there anything about owing New Hampshire $100.
To better assist you in locating the account, can I get your zip code, please?
72019.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Pardon?
And can I get your name, please?
My name? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Can I get your name?
Richard Denny Sr.
Thank you for that. I believe I've located the account. For security purposes, can you please verify your address?
804 Fox Ridge Drive, Benton, Arkansas, 72019.
Thank you for that. And just in case if we get disconnected, is the number we're speaking on now, area code 501-287-0688, a good callback number in case we get disconnected, sir?
Yes.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you had taken the online firearms safety class with us to be able to apply for the non-residential New Hampshire conceal and carry permit as a non-resident, where they charged you $69 for the application fee for the application to be able to fill out with us to send in and to the New Hampshire State Police. Now, I do also show where you were charged the $19 for the online firearms training portal, which gives you additional access to additional tips and training videos each month, where you'll be able to utilize that access for the training videos through the site each month for $19 or until you would call in to cancel. Now, I do show where the previous representative did issue a credit back of $30 back off the $69 charge. That would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, but again, nowhere does any of this tell me before I give you the credit card information. Nowhere does it tell me that I would, any of it, that I would still owe $90 to New Hampshire.
Yes, sir. It does state that there would be a processing fee through the New Hampshire State Police for $100 for them to process through and issue that conceal and carry permit through the state of New Hampshire, sir.
Right, but I was not told that. I was led to believe that the $69 was what it was. Nowhere until the money was already locked in was I told that. So this seems like a scam to make $39.
Well, sir, because that is a conceal and carry permit issued by the state of New Hampshire, which I do show is valid and accepted in your home state of Arkansas as being valid and recognized, you would still be able to apply for that conceal and carry permit through New Hampshire. And it's also recognized in over half the country by other states that do share reciprocity with New Hampshire, recognizing their conceal and carry permit as being valid. Now,
right.
It did state that there would be an additional fee for them to process that application through that state, sir.
But it does not say that before I commit to the 69, which I can't get a full refund on. So you're guaranteed, without telling me up front, that I will lose $39.
Well, sir, it does have this information provided on the site where it does state that additional fee for that conceal and carry permit.
Afterwards.
So this after information is able to be viewed at any time, both prior to as well as after completing that conceal and carry application.
This is just a scam to make $39. Most people probably lose $69. They don't question it. This is just a scam. I don't think it has anything to do with anything other than a scam on your end.
No, sir, it's not, because we do assist with that application process for that application that you'll be able to fill out to send in to the New Hampshire State Police for them to process that application, sir.
If this was not a scam, you would have told me that in writing on the internet. You would have told me that that is the way it was, that it would be $69 for yours and for the process, whatever, and then another $100 from New Hampshire. Makes a big difference when you're looking at $188.69. And so this is not disclosed up front. If it was transparent the whole way through, that'd be fine, but it's not, and so that makes it a scam.
No, sir, because you can still use that application to apply for the New Hampshire Conceal and Carry Permit for any non-resident. And if it was a scam, that would mean that that application wouldn't be legitimate or be able to be used to fill out to get that conceal and carry permit, sir.
Well, I'm just going to lose $39, but I will also talk to the city attorney general of Arkansas about this. Yeah, y'all don't need to be able to advertise this crap without it being transparent.
Now, let me see if there is anything else that can be done off that charge, sir. Hold on. Yes, sir. I do apologize about that. Wait. We'll be able to go ahead this one time, do a full refund back off the $69 and the $19 charge that you'll show crediting back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. And that application with us will now be null and void and no longer be valid or acceptable to the New Hampshire State Police. So you'll show that credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Oh, I appreciate your help.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.